You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Been so excited to be here because something happened, Chelsea, that I have been needing to tell you about. And Fotch, I just cannot wait for you to be the audience of this, okay?
So Fotch already knows?
No, he doesn't know.
Oh,
he doesn't know. Okay. I have been dying to share this, all okay. right? So I don't really know how the topic came up, but I started talking about how I thought you would actually be pretty tough in a fight.
Really?
I did, because I was just like, you know, Chelsea used to throw shot put. Like,
yeah.
She's, you know, tough girl, I think. I think she could probably beat somebody up. Then Tater Tot said, like, well, I could beat her up. So
I just,
for the record, my fiance thinks that she could beat you up. She thinks you may be tough, but not that tough.
Okay.
I was like, she's a little bigger than you. I was like, she seems pretty tough. She was like, nah, I'm way scrappier.
I almost have to agree with her, though. She is scrappier, isn't she?
Oh, my gosh. I never saw this coming that you would agree with her.
Oh, I have very low self-esteem in that area. I don't think...
Wow,
I've never hit someone. I don't know if I'd have it in me. They'd have to say something really mean. What could she say to me that would make me really angry?
You don't have, like, when people fight each other, it's not like they necessarily have to be angry at each other.
Well,
like in an actual fight.
It would help me.
It does. It does usually help.
You have to have a strategy. You know what I mean?
I'm like not an MMA fighter.
So this is like switched into like, this is more like an MMA fight.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Is this what you're talking about?
Still, even if you're angry at someone, you have to have some kind of, because what happens is people get so angry, they do like roundhouse punches to where they open up their whole body to where you can get like two or three jabs into their face.
But see, I feel like that's the world we're living in here. I don't really see either of them having any fighting strategy. That's not really. No, okay. I think this was really just...
What would happen is that Tater Tot would take some swings at me and I would compliment her on how well she's doing.
And like defuse the fight. I mean, that is a legitimate strategy,
right?
Because if the whole goal is to like end the fight, then that would work. So,
do you think hair pulling would happen?
Well, hair pulling is the thing about girls' fights, is that they both just get a hold of each other's hair. That's the difference between like guys and girls fighting, is guys don't have hair to grab onto. But like any girl fight I've ever seen,
I think we swat at each other too.
Well, once you get the hair, then you can just like grab that thing and just punch each other in the face.
What would be your strategy to beat up Tater Tot?
Oh,
would you?
I could use my leg. I could kick her.
Yeah.
I would kick her probably where the sun don't shine, because that still hurts for girls.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm actually like strategizing right now.
I won't tell her your strategy either, because I want the fight
listening.
To be fair.
Okay, let me get you all angered.
Okay.
Let me get you really bothered.
Okay, I don't mind punching you. Like, go for it.
Well, no, I'm not talking about me.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, let's just say Tater Tot shows up at about the right time DoorDash shows up. And they have a whole bag full of Wingstop wings and the sauce.
Ooh.
And you open the door and they're like, yes, ma'am, it's going to be $59 for your...
Your
six wings and dipping sauce and three carrots.
Their carrots are good.
Not because we're expensive, it's because you're paying DoorDash $40 for us to take us. And she dumped all of those wings, stepped on them, and then dumped ranch.
She dumped the ranch?
All over the floor. Not even you, so you could lick it. Like all over the floor, and just goes, eat it, Chelsea.
I would probably push her down in that ranch and make her roll around in it.
But, oh, wow.
That's your ranch.
Well, I don't want it anymore. It's on the ground.
That's your ranch.
I don't like these scenarios because I really like Tater Tot.
I just couldn't believe she was so sure that she could beat you up. I think she's
right.
I'm not even going to stand up for myself. Going this way, that Chelsea was just going to agree with her.
Right.
I mean,
okay, who would win the fight? Tater Tot versus Chelsea.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.